We just started the 3 weeks, but the 9 days will be upon us before we know it. So I figured maybe we'll do some 10-minute halacha shiurim on halachas of the 9 days. So tonight I wanted to discuss eating meat and drinking wine during the 9 days, what the halachas are of eating meat and drinking wine. So first of all, the Shulchan Aruch and Sim Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, Si'if Tes Paskins explicitly, Yesh Noagim, Shalalech Al Basar Shalalishos Yayin B'Shabazu. People have the minag not to eat meat or drink wine during the Shavua Shechal Bo Tishbav. And then he writes, Yesh Mosifim Rosh Chodesh Avatayin. Some people already stop from Rosh Chodesh, V'Yesh Mosifim Niyud Zayin B'Tamuz. And some already start from Shiva Asur B'Tamuz. The minhag of our minhag, the minhag of Ashkenazim, is that we stop eating meat and drinking wine only starting the 9 days, starting from Rosh Chodesh. So one of the more common shailas that I get, maybe because of the type of community that I happen to be the rabbi in, is whether children can eat meat. Not so much the drinking wine, but whether children can eat meat during the 9 days. The Magen Avraham writes in Siman Tavkuf Nun Aleph of their Sifkat and Lamed Aleph, the Magen Avraham says that it's mutter litein the tinuk basar v'yayin on the week during the Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av, because the Isser was never noheg to be machmir for a tinuk. They were never noheg to be machmir for a tinuk. However, that's only a tinuk she'enu yodei l'sabel Yerushalayim. It's only if he's not yet of age of chinuch to know how to be misabel Yerushalayim. Once he's at age that he knows how to be misabel Yerushalayim, then the chumrah applies to him as well, the minhag applies to him as well. Mishabura seems to disagree. Mishabura in Sifkat and Ayin writes that even young kids shouldn't eat meat. The Mishabura says, af she'enu yodei l'sabel asr basar v'yayin k'shu bari. If he's healthy and he's fine, then no matter how old he is, he shouldn't be eating meat during the 9 days. This probably relates to a much larger sugya of feeding non-kosher food to children and what the exact gedarim of non-kosher food is. Meaning, is that when I feed perfectly kosher milchik food right after I fed my child something fleishigs, is that called that I'm feeding them non-kosher food? If I feed a child out of the sukkah, is that called that I'm feeding them non-kosher on sukkahs? Is that called that I'm feeding them non-kosher food if I feed a child meat during the 9 days? So it definitely relates very much to that sugya. But the Mishmur thinks even if a child is not a bar chinuch in this matter, in Avelus and Yerushalayim, still he shouldn't be eating meat during the 9 days unless it's b'makom mitzvah. The het that Rama has to give a child a little Avdallah wine because it's b'makom mitzvah, the Mishmur says. Magen Avraham doesn't think of has anything to do with Makom Mitzvah. Magen Avraham thinks it's just because a child below the age of Chinuch, there's simply no such din that you have to be machmer in him at all. Now the Mishnah Berurah alludes to in the Aruch HaShulchan and Nos Chavav says explicitly that if a child needs it for health reasons, then there's nothing to talk about. Because even if it was an adult that needed it for health reasons, for proper nutrition, for whatever reason, is short on protein and is allergic to fish or something, so he needs it for health reasons, then for sure it would be mutter l'chora for everybody. You wouldn't even need to be a kid. But especially if it's a child, then there's no question. Magen Avraham says that if you need to be mekel, Magen Avraham writes that yochel basar of shelo hayim akrivin rimenu karban v'gamein simcha l'bebasar, that if for whatever reason there needs to be a kula, so it's better to have chicken than to have meat. Because chicken is not something that's maybe the same simcha, because ain't simcha l'bebasar behema. The simcha is a simcha of things that were brought for karbanos. Chicken wasn't brought as a karban. We're talking about the basar of the karban shlamim, and therefore a person should, if one needs to be mekel for whatever reason, better to be mekel with chicken than to be mekel with meat. Imitation meat is no problem. There's no maris ayin issue or anything like that. Rav Moshe was asked about going shopping at the butcher shop during the 9 days. Is it going to be maris ayin? So Rav Moshe says, no. There are sick people that need meat. There are people that are making a siyum that need meat. There are people that want to buy the meat now because the butcher shop's not so crowded and save it till after the 9 days. Well, it's not maris ayin at all. So as long as it's something that there's any other explanation as to why you're doing it, it's not going to be maris ayin. Rav Avadia has a fascinating tshuva about leaving a restaurant open during the 9 days, a fleishig restaurant open during the 9 days. This is a shaila that comes up, very similar shaila comes up in terms of all the restaurants. One of my talmidim a few years ago was a waiter at a local restaurant on his off days, I guess, and his girlfriend was a waitress, and the restaurant was open on a fast day. And she wanted to know if she's allowed to work, is she allowed to serve food to Jewish people on a fast day? So very similar shaila, Rav Avadia Yosef has in Yechav Adas, can you leave a meat restaurant open during the 9 days? So Rav Avadia says that you can keep it open, and he points out that the concern is the kinds of people that are going to be coming into a meat restaurant during the 9 days. if they don't have the meat restaurant to come into during the 9 days, are not going to just not eat meat during the 9 days. Those kinds of people are likely going to go to restaurants that aren't so kosher, and that there will be a much greater issue than just violating the minhag. So he says, keep it open, but still serve chicken. You can say that there's no meat on the menu during the 9 days, there was only chicken dishes on the menu. I once went to a very prominent steakhouse in the New York area right after the whole Rubashkin scandal broke and right after they shut them down, and I was so excited. I hadn't been there in years, and I ordered the house steak. They said, no, we don't have any meat, we only have chicken. So you can get away with it, apparently, and the place was crowded. You can get it. They didn't hang out a sign in front, it wouldn't have been so crowded, but you can get away with it. The Aruch HaShulchan discusses Shabbos leftovers. He says if you have leftovers from Shabbos that are fleshig, it's not a heter. You still can't eat it. There's no such heter of leftovers from Shabbos or leftovers from before the 9 days. He discusses what the reason would be to think that there would be a heter, meaning there were those that thought that there was a heter based on a Russian chulin about a vari basar nechira that came into Eretz Yisrael. Okay, but it's a different topic, and he points out why it's not a raya anyway. If you want to look, the Aruch HaShulchan Tavkuf Nun Aleph Sivkat and Chaf Dalet. The other major issue comes up every single year. Everyone always asks the child, because they always forget what they did the previous year. Havdalah. There's always a Havdalah during the 9 days, right? During Shavuot Shechal Bo Tishvav, there's always a Havdalah. So what do? How do you drink the wine for Havdalah? You're not allowed to drink wine. So should you avoid using wine entirely? So most poskim say better not to avoid using wine, because a lot of the drinks that people use in place of wine aren't really Chamar Medina. Chamar Medina is a very difficult concept to exactly pinpoint. What exactly is Chamar Medina? But it's very likely that a lot of the drinks that people do use may not actually be Chamar Medina. So beer is Chamar Medina. That probably is L'kulei Alma is Chamar Medina, if you have beer. So if you have beer, so maybe you could. It's best to use beer. That's what Aruch HaShulchan writes. If you have beer, that's fine. But if you don't have beer, then it's still best to use wine. The Ramah says, so use wine and give it to a child to drink. Let a child drink from it. So that's what the Achronim start debating. Give a child to drink from it. Does that mean that a child doesn't have an Isser of Basar V'Yayin? Or does it just mean Letzarech Mitzvah, better to give it to a child than to give it to an adult? Okay, but that's the Ramah's Eitzah, to give it to a child. The problem with the Eitzah of giving it to a child is that usually the Motzai Shabbos in Shavuot Shechal Bo Tishvav, the Havdalah is at 9:20, 9:30 at night. And very often the young children, who are not at the age of Chinuch, are already sleeping. So it's very difficult to give it to a child. So what do? If you can't give it to a child, so the Ramah says, so you drink it. You drink malol lugmav if you have no child to give it to. So that's what the Ramah's Eitzah is. Now, it's become very popular in recent years, and even not such recent years, in the recent decades, to make a siyum during the 9 days as a way of being able to have a fleishig meal. So where does that heter come from? So the truth is, it's an afna Ramah. It's not a trick, it's not a shtick, it's an afna Ramah. The Ramah writes in Tavkuf Nun Aleph Sif Yud, Ibusu'udas mitzvah, kigon mila, pidyon aben, the siyum aseches, usu'udas erisin. For any sort of Suda's mitzvah, like all of the above mentioned ones, you're allowed to be ochel basar v'shosim yayin, but then the Ramah adds in a few tricky words. Kol hashayachim l'su'uda. Anyone who's shayach to that su'uda. Aval yesh l'tzamtzim, but keep it limited. Now, what does that mean? So the Taz says, what it means is, if you wouldn't normally be invited to this guy's siyum, then you shouldn't be invited to this guy's siyum now. If you're not, or if it's a pidyon aben that you wouldn't normally be invited to, you wouldn't normally go to, then you don't go during the 9 days either. That's how the Taz understands, that it's only for the people who actually normally would participate in that simcha. You'll also notice in that Ramah, he left out one type of sudas mitzvah. What we think of at least as sudas mitzvah, and that is bar mitzvah. He spoke about pidyon aben, bris milah, siyum maseches. Leaves up bar mitzvah. So the later poskim say, Magen Avraham writes in Resh Chaf Hei Dalid, that it is in fact a sudas mitzvah. Bar mitzvah is a sudas mitzvah. It's the completion of the mitzvah of chinuch, based on Yam Shel Shlom and Baba Kama, Perek Zayin, Siman Lamed Zayin, that it's like a sima sechta, because it's a completion of a mitzvah, completion of the mitzvah of chinuch. And there may be other reasons that it's a great simcha, so it's probably bar mitzvah is enough. Poskim discuss, what about postponing a bris milah? Sometimes bris milah, it's not going to be a milah b'sman anyway. The baby's a preemie, right? So the baby was born, let's say, 6 weeks early, and the baby was born a few weeks before the 9 days. So anyway, the milah wasn't b'sman. But you could do the bris. The baby's already healthy enough to do the bris Let's say the halacha is you count a week from when the baby's healthy enough to do the bris. So let's say the baby was already healthy enough to do the bris a week before, on Shiva Subatam, let's make it easy. On Shiva Subatam, the baby was already healthy enough. So the baby was already healthy. So now you wait 7 days. So Chav Dalet Tammuz, you could do the bris, but it's already Shalom Bismana. So can you just delay it further so that you could have a meat meal during the 9 days? So the poskim have some very strong words about this. They're not so thrilled about it. The Shari Tshuva in Tafkuf Nun Aleph, the Sif Yud over there, the Shari Tshuva writes that if someone does that, Lezed Nikra Poreitz Geder. That's what we call a Poreitz Geder. That's someone who's playing games with the halacha, and it's not supposed to be done. In general, stam, when you have the idea of a Mila Shelo Bizmana, it doesn't mean that once you're not doing it 8 days after the baby was born, that it's automatically, you can do whatever you want. The halacha is, you're supposed to do it 7 days. I had a maisa, it's unbelievable, I had a maisa of a woman who Nebuch was sick with a terrible, terrible illness. And she had a baby, and the day the baby was coming out of the hospital, she was going in for chemo, into the hospital. And by the time she was going to come out, the way it worked out was 7 days after the baby was off all the machines and was off all the medication, was going to be Sunday. She was coming out of the hospital Monday morning. She was going to miss her own baby's bris. And it was heartbreaking, because I mean, obviously it was a very emotional situation. So I had to call, I called Rav David Weinberger to ask him what to do, and he said, I'm not touching this, Shaila, you have to call Rav David Feinstein. So, I mean, thank God I got in touch with someone else before Rav David Feinstein, because when I spoke to Rav David Feinstein, he said, it's the Zman is a week after the baby's taken off the medication. So that he wouldn't be willing to be makel even for such a case. So stam, because you want to have a hot dog during the 9 days, it's not even an issue. Happens to be in that case we were able to be makel, because I got a hold of Renata Greenblatt first. And Renata said that the woman's emotional health is directly connected to her physical health, and therefore if she feels like she needs to be there, which obviously she does, it's definitely be makel. And then I got a hold of the Moel, who's a little off topic, and the Moel said, an even better story, he said that Rav Zelig Epstein used to say that the halacha is you wait 7 days from after the baby is already healthy. Now, after the baby doesn't need medication anymore. So most people assume, okay, as soon as you give the last dosage of medication, wait 7 days. Says Rav Zelig, no. After you give the last dosage of medication, why did you give that last dosage? Obviously the baby needs that medication to be kicking in for the next 24 hours. So you wait 7 days from 24 hours after the last dosage of medication. So based on that, the Mabel said, and Rabbi Krohn said, Pashtus says you could rely on Rav Zelig to that the Iker's man would be that Monday rather than the Sunday. Okay, but anyway, that's for a Sima Sechta, you're allowed to do it. There are several limitations. Mishabru and Tafkuf Nanal of Sukkot 9 Gimel says you shouldn't speed up your learning in order to finish on time for the Sima Sechta. It should be as in the normal Seder of learning. For Daf Yomi, we'd ever make a Sium right in the middle of the 9 days. It hasn't happened, but if it were to ever happen, right in the middle of the 9 days, so that would be fine, that would be wonderful. There is a discussion, the Tshuvas Aparkasta Da'anya has a Tshuva about it's Aparkasta Danya was a Romanian Talmud Chacham, was in the late 19th, early 20th century. But anyway, he has a tshuva about how well do you have to learn it. If you learn Mishnayos and you don't know Mishnayos well, so he has a havamina to say that if you're someone who at least knows the ways of Gemara, so then learning Mishnayos is enough for a siyum. He talks about on Erev Pesach. The same would apply over here. And he thinks, no, as long as you understand what you're reading, that's good enough. You have to understand what you're reading. To just start reading the words is not going to be good enough, but you have to understand what you're reading. Okay, so those are the basic halachos of a scene. There's an interesting tshuva of Shlomo Kluger in Archaim Simon Shin Pei Vav. We don't have time for it now, but those are the basic halachos of eating meat during the 9 days.